Praise the Lord. We are thankful. I say we are thankful. Amen. For the goodness of the Lord. He got us back here in worship service this morning, the second Sunday. Like I said last Sunday, I'm excited. I want to say this Sunday, I'm still excited. Amen. That I made it over. That I have life. You have life. We all have strength. We all have activity of our limbs. And we cannot and shall not take it for granted. Amen. Because it's all about the Lord. Do pray for us this afternoon. We need the Lord to guide us through his word. And that's what we need in this year, is the word of the Lord. It keeps us in the straight and narrow. Praise the Lord. And I thank the God for the word. It keep us lined up and keep us in his will. Certainly, because if we don't have the word, we can get out of balance. We can get out of the race. We need that Lord just to keep us in the straight and narrow. Praise God. And we have a preaching word today, and it's going to line us up. It's going to help us. I don't know about you. I always need the help of the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to have a scripture from this word today. It is going to be taken from 2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 1 through 11. Amen. And if I have a preaching topic, it will be add to your faith in 2026. Amen. Add to your faith. We need to add. We need to be more and more like the Lord. And in order to be more and more like Jesus, we got to put forth more effort and, amen, and add to what we have. Amen. It's just like a business. If you run a business, if you don't continue to try to get that business promoted and add some more, amen, greatness to that business and try to make it be more successful, you'll just go out of business. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. It's the same way with our Christian walk. It's the same way with living this life of godliness. We have to add to, praise God. Amen. I was mentioned this morning in Sunday schools in this way. I was talking about a car. If it don't have, you don't add fuel to that vehicle, amen, it ain't gonna run. Amen. It ain't gonna move. Amen. I'm here to tell you, if you don't add to your faith, you ain't gonna move. You're gonna be at a standstill. Praise God. And I'm here to tell you, it's no time to be at a standstill. It's time to be on the move for God. Praise God. Yes, I want to be more in 2026 on a move for God. Praise God. I want to serve the Lord to the fullness. I don't want to be slacking. I don't want to be slowfulness. I don't want to, amen, just, amen, take my little time. But I want to be up and doing in God's will. Amen. Praise God. Do you see where I'm coming from this morning? Amen. I got down here. I want to make some progress. Praise God. Amen. I'm looking around, amen, the church today. Praise God. We see some is, amen, not here, amen. And I don't know the various reasons, but I do know it's time to put forth effort, amen. Sometimes you may feel like, amen, I want to relax here. I want to chill out a little while, but it ain't no chilling out time. It's time to get on fire for God. Amen. It's time to be on the move. Praise God. We need to make each step count. Praise the Lord. We don't have no time to slip and slide and amen and just burn and make it. But we want this work for the Lord. We want to make each step count. To God be the glory. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. Praise God. We want to make, you know what else we want to do? We want to make some positive moves in 2026. Come on now. All that negative stuff, you need to throw it out the window. Let it go. Amen. And start trying to make some positive move. Praise God. Amen. Ain't the Lord good in here? We don't have no time to waste. Praise God. All our time should be counted worthy for the greatness of God. Ain't the Lord good in here? Amen. You know, when we stand before God, can we listen at this? When we stand before God, we don't want to come and come up short. Amen. We ain't did like we need to do. We didn't proceed. We throw the towel in. Amen. That's going to be a sad day. When you stand before God and the Lord look at you and say, where I am, you cannot come. Amen. You didn't do what you know you should have done. You did not keep my commandments. Come on, somebody. You did not follow my procedure. Praise God. It ain't no time to go round in circles. Huh? Oh, Lord. Sometimes people never produce. Look like they just go right round in a circle. Huh? That perfect zero. I got a family member. Amen, that I remind him often, year in and year out, you made no changes. You still doing the same thing you did for years. You, amen, you doing the same behavior, making the same mistakes. I said, my brother, it's time to change. Amen. Quit making that same, just going around in circles and doing the same thing. Amen. You won't make it that way. It's time for you to start adding some positive mood to your life. Ain't the Lord good? So that's what I want to say to us this morning. We in the Church of God and we in the Facebook land. Amen. Amen. Wherever you may be, I want to declare the good news. Second Peter, let's turn now to Second Peter. Amen. They're going to teach us about this adding. Amen. Praise God. All right. Second Peter 1. And I want to read, amen, from, praise God, from the first scripture here. And we want to read all the way down until the 11th verse. May the Lord good. Now, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Thank the Lord. That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption, this is in the world through lust. And beside this, this is my key verses, and beside this, given all diligence, and add to your faith virtue. Come on, can I talk to you just a moment here? Amen. Now, it teaching us to add to our faith virtue and to virtue knowledge. Praise God. So in this 2026 year, we need to do some adding, praise God. Ain't God good in here? Amen. We need to be more and more like the Lord. Praise God. And in order to add, we got to learn how to subtract. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes people know they got, amen, malice and jealousy and all this evil in them, and they're trying to add all that negativity to the graces of the Lord. Amen. You can't add negativity, amen, to virtue and knowledge, praise God. We got to subtract all of that, amen, mess out of us, praise God, so we can do some good, successful adding, amen. Hey, God, good in here. Amen. We got to clean up, praise God. We got to show the Lord that you, I'm serious about you, Lord. I want to walk with you, Lord. I want to talk with you, Lord. I want you to hold my hand. I want to be more and more like you. I want you to add to me, Lord, so I can, so when you come for Brother Lynn, I want you to be able to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, praise God. Amen. We can't keep walking around here feeling like, amen, we just all right because we know how to read a few scriptures. Oh, we just all right because my name is Pastor. Amen. We got to dig into the Word. Is that right? Amen. We got to add to our salvation. We got to be that child of God that the Lord is looking for. Praise God. Amen. Are you ready to add? Praise God. You may have been lacking in 2025, but now it's time to do some addition. We need to add to our lives. The Bible says, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge. Amen. We need knowledge, praise God. In order to get knowledge, we must do what? Study his word. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise God. The Bible also said, man is destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Amen. Let's dig in the word more in this year. Praise God. Amen. Let's get that knowledge. It said, and add to your knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patient godliness. Praise God. We got to add all these grace, these good graces, amen, in our life. The Bible said, as it said, knowledge, temperance. You know what temperance mean? Temperance mean self-control. Know how to handle self. Praise God. Know how to be that true child of God. Know when enough is enough and know when too much is too much. Praise God. How many know when you let the Lord lead you, he can control self. Amen. It's easy for self to get out of line.
It's easy for self to get in trouble. It's easy for self to make bad decisions. It's easy for self to do some evil stuff. Praise God. So Lord, help us here. Help us here in 2026. Help us here to make less mistakes. Help us here to be more and more like you. Praise God. Amen. In this time we're living in. The Bible said self-control, temperance, and to temperance, patience. Amen. We were studying that in Sunday school this morning. Amen. Learn how to have more patience with people and patience with yourself and patience to all mankind. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes folks lose the patience. I'm tired now. I done did this over and over. I'm tired. Amen. How many know you don't get too tired for serving the Lord? You don't get too tired for living and being have an obedient life for God. Amen. Patient. Wait on the Lord. Praise God. Sometime we want the Lord to come. Amen. Right now, Lord. Right now, I need you. Do you know the Lord knows when to come now? And he knows when to come later. The only thing we're supposed to do is do what? Wait on the Lord. He said if you wait on the Lord, he will do what? Renew your strength. More you wait, your strength will be renewed. Wait on the Lord. And he will renew your strength and mount up your wings as eagles, and ye shall run and not be wearied. Woo! Amen. I like that. And you can walk and not faint. Then if you didn't hear the first wait at the beginning, he said on the end, wait, I say on the Lord. Amen. You know, back in my younger years, I didn't have a lot of patience. I left the Lord. I didn't wait on him. Amen. But you got to realize you got to wait on the Lord. He comes when he get ready. Huh? Amen. And he never late. He's always on time. You may accuse him of being late. Mary Martha. Amen. You may accuse him of being late. You waited now. My brother was sick. Amen. And I called you, Lord, and you didn't come. Now he's dead. You late, Lord, so to speak. How many know the Lord never late? How many know when he show up on the scene, he gonna do business? Praise God. See, one thing about God, sometimes we forget who God is. You got to realize God is God and he can do all things. See, that didn't bother him because he already expired. That didn't bother the Lord because, amen, Lazarus already dead. Because the Lord, he was the resurrection. How many know he's the resurrection and the life? Yeah, you can be dead and he can say, come forth, Lazarus. Yes. Amen. Yes. I mean, no, he's a dead raiser. Yes. Come on, somebody. Yes. You can be a dead state of sin, right, and you can be physically dead and he can put life in your body. Yes. Sometimes we forget who God is. Yes. Sometimes we forget what God can do. Praise the Lord. So I want to let you know in this 2026, we can expect for greater. Amen. Amen. God got greater for us. He want to extend our faith. He want to let you know that he got you. Sometimes in your little mind, it makes you feel like the Lord ain't got me. He don't care about me. He ain't concerned about me. Oh, yes, he is. He's very concerned about you. The only thing he wants you to do is just get stronger in him. The only thing he wants you to do is add more in your life, more positive moves in your life. Take time for God, and God will take time for you. You cannot be a slacker. Amen. Amen. And just feel and realize that God's just going to work everything. You got to live this thing. You can talk about Jesus till the end of the world, but But you got to be a producer. You got to live right. You got to add to. Praise God. I use the illustration sometime like this. More you get involved with God, more God will get involved with you. More funds you put into your banking account, more funds you will be able to get out. If you ain't putting nothing in there, Brother Daniel, no need to go to the teller and try to get some out. Hello in here. But you got to put something into something to get something out. And that's what I want to say in 2026. Let's put something in of 2026. Let's get real involved in the things of God. It is easy, amen, to get your mind off on other things, amen. And then these things here, amen, the word of the Lord and these graces and these attitudes, amen, just get kicked to the curb because our mind is over here on this thing and our mind is being distracted. Amen. We're looking over here. Amen. But I want to tell you, church, we need to be looking right here in the word of the Lord. That's why you got a lot of people falling out of the race. That's why you got a lot of people, amen, not living up to all they know because they're not doing what they need to do. And I'm here to tell you, we need to start doing some things, huh? I said we need to start adding some things, huh? We need to start adding these virtues to our lives, amen. Praise God. Can we read on? Amen. It said, add to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. What does that mean? Godliness. More God and less of Brother Jerry. More God and less of yourselves. That's why people are falling out the race. Because they're not adding. They're not putting fuel in their spiritual vehicle. Praise God. And it said, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. Ain't the Lord good? Where is that brotherly kindness today? Amen. Everybody stuck up in their own way seems to be. Amen. This world would be in a better shape if everybody had that brotherly kindness. And also brotherly kindness, charity. Charity. Amen. That's love. How many know love works? Love is warm and true. Amen. What you see, amen, and what you hear today and all this chaos in our world today, amen, that's not love. That's not charity. You got folks saying I'm Christian. I'm a saved. I live for God and doing corruptness. Come on, somebody. God is not pleased. We got to add, we got to get more and more like the Lord and less like ourselves. Praise God. Brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. So the Bible said, for if these things be in you. Why you think the Bible said if? Because he knew sometime these things ain't going to be in us. But if it is, for if these things be in you and abound, come on, abound means it's working in you, amen, they make you that ye shall never be barren, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hello in this place. If these virtues are working, and it's in us, and it's abounding in us, we will never be barren. Huh? We will be fruitful. Come on. In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind. Uh-oh.
You may say, I'm not blind. I can see. But if these graces and these virtues is not working in you, praise God. Amen. Do you see what I'm saying? If this knowledge and if this temperance and this patience, amen, and this godliness and this brotherly kindness and this brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they will make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But he that lacketh, come on, these things is blind and cannot see afar off. Amen. And have forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. You in a bad shape, praise God. You don't have to be barren. You don't have to be blind. Amen. You can see far off. Amen. If you live the word of the Lord. Amen. We can't slack. We got to be obedient to his word. We live in church in a time, in an age where there are a lot of slackness. We live in a time and an age where folks, amen, don't want to, amen, be really on fire for God. We live in a time and an age where it's hard to get people to come to worship. Amen. We live in a time and an age where people want to be, everything is going to be convenient for them. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of God, we got to walk right, church. We got to live right. We got to do this word. We got to add to us this greatness so we can be a child of God. So when the Lord look upon us, amen, when the Lord, come on somebody, when he examined us, amen, you know we all going to go through the examination. Amen. You know how you go to the doctor. Amen. He give you examination and make sure that your blood is flowing okay and make sure your sugar diabetes is, amen, is in normal range. Amen. Amen. Make sure, praise God, that, amen, that's everything just working good in your body. Praise God. But I want to tell you what, how many know in here, church, there's a spiritual examination. Amen. That we all got to take. Praise God. And the Lord, I said, the Lord is the judge. And he going to judge you according as your work shall be. Hey, amen. He knows you. He just want to show you who you are. He want to show you that you're slacking. He want to show you that you ain't, amen, where you need to be. He want to show you that you need some improvement. So he going to examine you. Hey, amen. And I want to be pure gold. I want to be, amen, righteous. I don't know. I don't want to have no flaws. I don't want to have no shortcomings. I don't want to have, amen, anything that not like God. Come on, somebody. I want to be ready when the Lord come. Amen. I want the Lord to say, well done. Amen. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want the Lord to say, come on in and enter into the joys of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 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 We in a brand new year now. Amen. If we gonna still be the same way sometime when we slack in 25 and you roll it over in 26, it gonna get worse. But we got to let it go for a church. We got to be a new creature in Christ. Praise God. We got to follow God's procedure. We got to do his word. We got to add to what we need. Praise God. Don't just sit around here and act like everything is all right. You know, sometimes old folks, let us say old folks. Amen. Some of us in that category, don't act like you can't say you're old. Amen. Your age will tell it. Come on sometime. You know, sometimes old folks, praise God, they know they sick. Amen. They know they got affliction on their body and they try to hide it, try to act like everything is all right because they don't want the family to know. They don't want the daughters to know. They don't want the children to know. They want to, and they say, your children come to, Dad, you seem like you're not feeling well. Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Amen. Everything good because they know what will happen. They're going to jerk them up
and take him to the doctor. He don't want to go to the doctor. And then then if you don't want to go to the doctor, at least you need to go to Dr. Jesus. Amen. Say, yes, I need some prayer. Amen. I got stomach ulcers. Amen. I got sugar diabetes. Amen. See? But I want to say, you can't fool God. God knows your ailments. He knows your shortcomings. He knows you where you stand. Amen. Praise God. You can just try to play the hypocrite role. But I'm here to tell you, time out for playing church. Huh? I said it's time out for playing church. Praise God. It's time to get more and more like the Lord. I believe y'all getting my thought this morning. You getting what I'm trying to prove to you? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Amen. But I'm not through. I want to put some more fuel in your tank. Amen. I don't know if your car's moving or not, but we're going to try to get your vehicle moving. Is that all right? Amen. Let's come on over here to Galatians. Praise God. To God be the glory. Galatians. Amen. The 5th chapter. And we want that 22nd verse. Amen. Galatians 5, 22 through 26. Amen. Pictures us all as a spiritual vehicle. When you run out of steam or when you run out of fuel, your car will not move. And it needs some fuel. But I'm here to tell you, church, in the name of the Lord, those virtues that I just read, that is spiritual fuel for your vehicle. It'll get you to moving. But sometime, amen, you can put some fuel in, and sometime it still ain't quite about to catch. But ain't quite enough to get that car started. So I got some more add-tos to your spiritual walk with the Lord. Amen. Now we hear previous of the add-tos. But now we want to see what this say here. Here's some more add-tos. The Bible said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Hello. You got to add love. Huh? Add love to yourself. See, we can see this is the fruit of the Spirit. When you say you got the Spirit of the Lord, when you say you are a child of God, when you say you are a Christian, when you say you live in this life, praise God, we got to make sure that we got love, joy. Where's that joy this morning? We got to add that joy. We got to add that peace. Come on, somebody. Praise God. You got to add that long suffering and gentleness and goodness. Uh-oh. Good? Yes. Goodness. Faith. Add to yourself faith. Bible said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We had a wonderful Sunday school this morning, lesson on faith. Praise God. How many know faith is so important that if you don't have faith, you cannot please God. You cannot live a holy life. Huh? Amen. Come on. Getting kind of quiet in here. But that's all right. Amen. All right. It said, add meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. What did that mean? Against such there is no law. Brother Daniel said, unlimited. You can have much as you want. It ain't like the day with government and money and funding and Medicare, Medicaid and all this stuff. It ain't like that. You know, I ain't got enough and this man trying to take from that other man. And amen, everybody trying to rob Peter to pay Paul. Amen. God got plenty. Amen. Amen. And we heirs of God and joiners of Christ, so we are entitled those greatness. Amen. We ain't got to sit around here all down and out here hung down and act like God is running out of his blessings. Count your many blessings and name them one by one. Hello, all this goodness that the Lord have for us. Unlimited. You can have much as you want. You can have more. You can have just love as much as you want. You can have joy and joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hello. We ain't got to run around here lacking of joy. Amen. God got it. Overspilling. Overspilling. I believe Brother David encountered that. He said, in my Father's house are what many mansions. If it was not so, he said, I would have told you. He said, I'm gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. He ain't going to leave us. Amen. He ain't going to leave us homeless. Amen. He's there all of the time. Then you go down further. He said, my cup is running over. Come on, somebody. Amen. He got plenty. Amen. His cup. He said, my cup is running over. Praise God. Fullness. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. We're not talking about a disabled God that cannot prevail and provide. We're talking about a God that got it all. The only thing you need to do is tap in. Amen. And make sure that you follow the procedures of the Lord and law and all these graces to intercede into your heart and mind and spirit. Praise God. See, when we get the Lord in us, we all overflow, flowing with his greatness and his blessings. These things that's happening in the world today, these things that's going on, yes, we're concerned, but we don't have to be concerned. Come on, somebody. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, we're concerned. We see what's going on. But my God, I said my God will take care of everything. I said, my God will supply all our needs according to his riches and blessings. My God will fix it. Huh? I said, my God will turn it around. Amen. We ain't got to sit around here, head hung down, confused, and don't know what to do. I'm tired of us just looking at the ground. We got to look up to the hill. That's where your blessings are. Looking at the daisies and the poncellas, that ain't going to get you nowhere. But when you look to Jesus, when you look to Jesus, he provide you with all these graces. Amen. You ain't got to be fretful. You ain't got to be wearied in well-doing. Come on, somebody. I ain't worrying about a thing. Because I know my God, he's in control. I said, my God will fix it.
My God said he will never leave you, not forsake you. My God will be there. How do you know, Pastor? I'm 66 years old and he ain't never left me. He's been with me every step of the way. I call on the Lord. He come to my rescue. Sometimes I don't have to call on him. He already came. How many know he know what you need before you ask? He already know what you need. He already supplied. I like this God. Amen. You ain't got to, you know, sometimes you want some things. You got, you calling and calling and texting and texting and amen and just wearing and the blessing still ain't came to what you looking for. Because that was man said he going to do that. Come on, somebody. But we talking about God. When God said he going to do, we ain't got to worry about it. We don't have to be afraid. My God. I said, my God. Yeah, man. I ain't got to worry. He already told me to let not your heart be troubled. Are you going to believe it? Or you think it's a fairy tale? Huh? He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my daddy's house are many mansions. Huh? He got mansion for you. He got mansion for me. He got mansion for everybody. He don't run out. Amen. In my house of many mansions. If it was not so, he said, I would have told you. But I'm so glad he said, but I'm gone. Look at God. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if, Brother Curtis, if I go, I'm going to come back. Hello in this place. Look at God. He ain't going to leave us comfortless. He ain't going to forsake us. He ain't going to come back and receive us unto himself. Come on, somebody. That's why I can smile. When it looked like trouble is all in the land. Amen. That's why I can go on when I hear that old sad luck story that folks are talking about. I can go on and know my God going to take care of us. Ain't got good in here. So that's why I want you to know. And that's why I want you to know. To put your trust in the Lord. That's why I want you to know. You can keep going on. Be encouraged. Amen. Be encouraged. Lord is turning this thing around. Amen. He didn't never promise us that we won't gonna have no trials and troubles and temptation. But he did promise us that he would take care of us. He will make a way of escape. Well, that scripture come to me, I want it. Where it say he'll make a way to escape. And with the temptation. Give me that scripture, somebody. That's in my spirit. I want to bring that out. Amen. See, praise God. Bible scholars, come on with it. Praise the Lord. Amen. While you're getting that scripture, praise God. Amen. We're gonna read on now. We're gonna read on now. Let's go to it is. Go ahead and get that for me, please. What did that say? Read that for me. There is no temptation taking you such as common to man. Okay. Then it's all right. Listen at this, church. It said there have no temptation taken you for such as common to man. But God is faithful. But thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. God is faithful.
He will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. That's what I like. Not always he gonna move the temptation, but it said will with the temptation also make a way to escape, and you will be able to bear it. Look at God. So whatever come your way, he's the escape route. Amen. And he will give you, amen, a way of escape. Come on, somebody. Now, that's what my God will do. Praise God. And I thank the Lord. Ain't the Lord good in this place? All right. Now, we read the fruit of the Spirit. And Brother Daniel, it said there that it said meekness, temperance, and they of Christ. Okay. Looking here where it said you can have much as you want. Okay, that's a five. Let me get that. I want to work on that a little bit. Galatians 19:21, I think it. Let's go to 21 verse, I believe it is. That's right. That's what I want. I want to work on that a little bit. In other words, it said, envying, marital, drunkenness, reviling, such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past. And that ain't, which one? 23, excuse me. That's it. Meekness, goodness, faith. Against such there is no law. I like that. In other words, as I said, unlimited blessings. Unlimited. You can have much as you want. So add to you all these graces. Amen. Now, let's go down here to Galatians 5. Well, up here, 19. Now, you know, I said earlier, we want to add these graces, these good graces. Now, here's this 19th verse. Let us say subtract. Now, everybody know how to add? Now we got to subtract. Amen. Amen. We got to subtract from. Now you can't have all this joy and peace and love and goodness and amen. And then you got all this other work of the flesh manifesting in your life. Come on, somebody. Some people trying to walk two ways. They're trying to live for God and still living in adultery. Huh? Come on. They want to live for God and they still want to fornicate. Come on, somebody. So in order to be a true child of God, amen, we got to learn how to add the goodness, and then we need to learn how to subtract the bad stuff. That's why I asked you earlier, we got to add and we got to subtract. So we need to subtract idolatry. We need to subtract fornication. We need to subtract uncleanness. We need to subtract lasciviousness. We need to subtract idolatry. We need to subtract witchcraft. We need to subtract hatred. We need to subtract variance. We need to subtract immolations. We need to subtract wrath. We need to subtract strife. We need to subtract seditions. We need to subtract heresies. We need to subtract envyings. We need to subtract murders. We need to subtract drunkenness, reviling, and such like. Anything else that evil, such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they,
If you got a highlight pen, highlight this in your Bible. That they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. That's what the word say. So, if you want to be an effective Christian, let us learn how to add the goodness and subtract the bad stuff. Amen. Amen. That's the truth anyhow. Thank the Lord good. Now, we get ready to close on this scriptures here. You know, after we read and we've been preaching today, we need a solution. Huh? Yeah. Ain't God good? I ain't gonna just leave you out there in the cold. That's right. Praise God. Amen. I'll give you a solution. Praise the Lord. It's in the word. That's right. Amen. All right, let me get it right here. Okay. All right. Oh, just a moment. Oh, Lord, the devil trying to get my scriptures. No, I had a... All right, I got it. Okay. All right, let's go to... Y'all ready? Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. All right, this is the solution. Casting. Come on. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Verses 8 through 11. Now this is how we keep the victory. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cared for you. Now listen, for this to work, this is the solution here. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resists steadfast in faith. See, we got to resist. Knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, he will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. May God bless his red word. If we live this, this will take us to heaven. Amen. We won't miss out. So let's follow God's procedure. See, he has a way to live, and his way is gospel way. His way is true stuff. Man has a way, and his way is false. And his way is false stuff. And that'll lead you into down to destruction. But if you follow the way of the Lord, it will lead you to heaven everlasting. God bless you.